for today, and all three branches of the Western Sullivan Library are also closed today due to snow and weather. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the romantic poetry of the American singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks. The indescribable voice of Stevie Nicks, so recognizable. An amazing lifetime as a musician. She has, when she began writing music, she's continued to write and perform as an artist for her entire life. Such an inspiring, talented person, a well-deserved, huge international career. Stevie Nicks, an American musician born in 1948. It's interesting when I read about her life, how important her childhood was and how important her mother was in creating the home that Stevie Nicks grew up in. Stevie Nicks just lost her mother. Her mother, Barbara Nicks, just passed away on December 28th in 2011. They lived in Phoenix, Arizona when Stevie was born. And Stevie Nicks, imagine the TV show Mad Men in the 50s, okay? Stevie Nicks grows up as a little girl in the 50s, and her mother, Barbara, is what they call a homemaker. Barbara is at home raising her child and making a life for them. Her father is a very well-to-do corporate executive. And her grandfather, Aaron Nicks, was a country music singer, and he taught Stevie how to sing. And when she's 4 years old, her and her grandfather are performing duets together. And her mother was very protective of her, kind of sheltered her and kept her at home, and fostered in her little girl a love of fairy tales. And all of that had so much to do with the identity that Stevie and the image that Stevie Nicks has developed as a songwriter and as a performer. She gets her first guitar when she's 16 years old, a Goya guitar. They moved around a lot. Her father was a very active businessman. She was born in Phoenix, but while she was growing up, they lived in Albuquerque, they lived in El Paso, they lived in Salt Lake City. They eventually moved out to California, to Los Angeles and San Francisco. So when she's 16 years old, she gets her first guitar and she writes her first song and she joins her first band at the Arcadia High School, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. And when she's just on the edge of 17 years, she meets a guy named Lindsey Buckingham in her senior year of high school. Yeah, these things start early in her life, and those relationships have lasted in one form or another to this day. So she's at a party at high school, and she sees Buckingham playing California Dreamin', and she starts to sing harmony with him. So a couple years after they graduate from high school, Buckingham invites her to join a band called Fritz. And in 1968 through 1972, she's 20 years old. They became a very popular band in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this band, Fritz, opened up for Jimi Hendrix and opened up for Janis Joplin. And Janis Joplin apparently had a strong influence on Stevie Nicks when she saw her perform. She opened for her right before Janis died. And apparently Nicks owns a strand of Janis's stage beads. So that band breaks up. Her and Lindsey form another duo. They get signed to Polydor. It doesn't do very well. And in 1973, Polydor drops them as a duo. They're getting a little frustrated. She starts to work as a waitress, and she gets a job cleaning house. And she's cleaning house for this really talented engineer producer named Keith Olsen in Los Angeles. And eventually it's Keith Olsen that plays a demo tape for Mick Fleetwood. And Mick Fleetwood invites Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks to join Fleetwood Mac in 1974. And that song that we just heard, Rhiannon, was written by Stevie Nicks and recorded on that first album that she was with Fleetwood Mac in 1975. She is a very prolific songwriter, and Fleetwood Mac is a very unique band in the way that the Beatles were, in that there's three main songwriters in Fleetwood Mac: Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, and Christine McVie. And then Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood is the drummer. And what a unique sound. So their next album, called Rumors, which was released in 1977, is the very first time that Fleetwood Mac has a number one top 10 hit. And it's a song that Stevie Nicks wrote called Dreams. So let's listen to the song Dreams from the Rumors album. And 2 years later, Fleetwood Mac released an album called Tusk. We'll listen to two of Stevie Nicks' compositions from that album. We'll listen to Sisters of the Moon, followed by Sarah. Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac.
They will. Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire. Sarah, you're the poet in my heart.
Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac. We just heard three songs. First, we heard Dreams from the 1977 Rumors album. That song was the first number one that Fleetwood Mac ever had as a band. It stayed on the charts for 31 weeks. And that album sold over 40 million copies worldwide, the Rumors album, making it the eighth highest selling album of all time. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yes, and even though it is covered with ice and snow outside, the water is still breaking through and flowing over the dam and bringing my voice to you. All right, Stevie Nicks, American singer-songwriter. So after Dreams, we heard Sisters of the Moon, followed by Sarah from the Fleetwood Mac Tusk LP in 1979. You know, while they were recording that album, she began preparing for her very first solo release. Stevie Nicks released her first solo album in 1981, an album called Belladonna. And we're going to be listening to an unusual recording that I have a copy of, a live recording of a song from that Belladonna album. That album was released in July of 81, and in December of 81, Stevie Nicks performs live at the Wilshire Theater in Los Angeles, California, the song The Edge of 17. Her second solo studio album was called The Wild Heart. And we'll be listening to her composition called Stand Back from her second solo studio album, which was released in 1983. To date, she has recorded seven albums, solo albums. And later in the program, we'll be hearing some music from her most recent album, which was just released in May of 2011. So I don't know if you've ever seen Stevie Nicks. What a beautiful woman. Not only are her lyrics so evocative of kind of a medieval type of romanticism, there's something enigmatic about her lyrics. They seem to tell a story. And I think that everyone who hears them makes up their own version of what that story is. And not only do her lyrics have an incredibly romantic fairy tale aspect to them, but her visual image is very striking. In the mid-70s, when she's with Fleetwood Mac, she works with this designer from California named Margie Kent and develops that unique style that she has. So billowing chiffon skirts, shawls, velvet shawls with long fringe, layers of lace, and her long blonde hair. The other thing about Stevie Nicks is she's only 5'1" tall. She's tiny. So she's always worn, she started to wear these 6-inch platform boots, suede boots. She still wears them to this day, you know, black or cream or, and she wears them in all of her performances. So it's a very unique image that she has. And she has different outfits associated with different songs, her shawls and her capes, which she does in live performances. So for instance, the song we just heard, Sarah, she's got this red crimson shawl. And we're about to hear The Edge of 17. That's a white shawl. And then we're going to hear Stand Back. Well, that's a black shawl with round gold circles on it. And what she does when she sings is she twirls around the stage with a shawl flying out around her. Not only is her clothing and her fashion, she wears a gentleman's formal top hat, you know, like a black top hat sometimes with feathers in it. In the 80s, she was wearing these French velvet berets, like a Renaissance poet would wear, with feathers in them. She also designs jewelry, signature jewelry pieces. For every tour and every music project, she designs a piece of jewelry, like silver bracelets. She was very well known for a crescent moon pendant, which she designs. And most recently, she's got a Tiffany pendant with diamonds. Means longevity. She's also, she decorates her microphone. She decorates her tambourine. She puts long streamers on these things. It's quite a visual treat to see Stevie Nicks perform. So let's listen to her first studio solo album, which was released in 1981. We'll hear Edge of 17 in a live performance in Los Angeles from 1981, followed by Stand Back, Stevie Nicks.
Just like the wide wing dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby.
Secret Love, Secretly Die, Stevie Nicks. That song is called Secret Love, and Stevie Nicks wrote that in 1976, the very same year that she wrote the song we heard at the top of the hour, Dreams. She wrote that song for the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album in 1977, but you know what? It was never released on that album. They determined that there just wasn't enough room. So all these years later, Stevie Nicks just released that song, Secret Love, in May of 2011 on her most recent studio and solo recording called In Your Dreams. In Your Dreams, produced by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. It's a wonderful testament to the way that Stevie Nicks can collaborate with so many different performers and people. She's a very active and interesting woman, a very full life. One of the things I discovered, which I was so impressed, Stevie Nicks has begun a philanthropic endeavor, a charity called the Band of Soldiers, which she started in late 2004. She visits Army-Navy medical centers. She started in Washington, D.C., and so she's visiting these wounded servicemen and women, and she wants to leave something with them that would raise their spirits and give them something to look forward to. And she thought about it, and she decided she purchased hundreds of iPod Nanos, loaded them with music and playlists, which she'd hand-select and autograph, and then she'd hand them out to the soldiers. This is a quote from Stevie, quote, "I call it the soldier's iPod. It has all the crazy stuff that I listen to in my collections I've been making since the 70s for going on the road, or when I'm sick, or the couple of times in my life I've been really down. Music is what always dances me out of bed." So Stevie Nicks' Band of Soldiers. She has been touring extensively recently. For instance, let's just start in 2006. She goes on the road with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for the first leg of their summer tour. She in May 2007, she's touring around with the pop rock artist Chris Isaak. In 2008, she's on the Soundstage Sessions Tour in the United States. In 2009, she's with Fleetwood Mac on the Unleashed Tour. And then in 2011, in March, Rod Stewart and Stevie co-line in a tour called the Heart and Soul Tour. And then in August of 2011, this past summer, she begins the solo tour from the In Your Dreams album. So let's listen to some more of the brilliant singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks. The two songs we're going to be hearing from her most recent In Your Dreams album is called For What It's Worth, followed by Moonlight. For What It's Worth is a composition, a collaboration with her and the musician Mike Campbell. Stevie Nicks.
Great romance, still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word. It was contagious. Looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. Forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, came through your door for what it's worth. Love, I rode the rails. You came with me because you cared. I was broken, I was scared. You held my hands, took away my fear. We knew it couldn't last, and that was hard. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, and came through your door. Worth. sing, I got to dance, I got to be a part of a great romance. Still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word, it was contagious. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, well, you saved my life, I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions and came through your door. Oh, you said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions and came through your door. For what it's worth, it's worth, for what it's
Stevie Nicks, her most recent solo recording called In Your Dreams from May 2011. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Drop me a line, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.